Welcome to Good Hope Through Grace.
Welcome again to Good Hope Through Grace. I'm Pastor Jeff Arthur, Sr., of Elizabeth Baptist Church in Bancroft, West Virginia. I appreciate each of you that have tuned in tonight to our radio broadcast. I'd like to call your attention to the book of Psalms, chapter 119. We're going to look at a few verses here. We'll actually be looking at several passages of Scripture this evening. I'd like to begin the broadcast by asking you a question. Do you love the Scriptures? Do you love the Scriptures? I believe that if someone does indeed love the Scriptures, there will be certain characteristics that they indeed have, certain things that they like to do that are indicators that they do indeed love the Scriptures. Notice the expression of love for the Word in Psalms 119. It's used in several places. We'll look at it in just a few of the places that are mentioned. Really, the focus of all of Psalms 119 is the Word of God. But if you look at verse 47, he says, I will delight myself in your commandments, which I've loved. Now, when you're talking about God's commandments, you're also talking about his word. Just different expressions are used of his commands, of his word in Psalms 119. It says, my hands also will I lift unto thy commandments, which I have loved. There's two verses, two expressions of him stating that he loved God's commands or he loved God's words. 97, oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation, both day and night. Again, an expression of love. Verse 113, I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Verse 127, I love thy commands above gold, above fine gold. So it's clearly evident from just these few verses that I've read in Psalms 119 that the writer, which most believe was David, had a tremendous love for the Word of God. And I pray that you have that same kind of love. Remember, we entitled the message tonight, Do You Love the Scriptures? We asked you that question. Most people would claim to have a love for the Scriptures, but they don't have any evidence of it in their life. And what we're going to do in the broadcast is give some of those evidences, some of those characteristics of someone who loves the Scriptures. It's kind of like taking a test. And if you answer yes to these questions, then they will be characteristics, then they'll be an evidence that you indeed do love the Scriptures. If a man loves the Scriptures, indeed, there will be characteristics that they have in their life that are indicators of their love for the Word of God. Now, here, first of all, if you love the Scriptures, I think you read them. In the book of Acts chapter 17, in the verse 11, we are told about the Bereans, of the people of the city of Berea. The Apostle Paul had went there, and this is the statement that he made about the Bereans. It says that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and then they searched the Scriptures daily to see whether those things were so. They searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. So if you love the Scriptures, then first of all, I think you'll read them. How blessed we are to, as people, to be able to have our own personal copy of the Scriptures. I read in the book of Deuteronomy a few years back, and one of the things that the book of Deuteronomy showed was how important the Scriptures are, because they made a copy for the king. The king was to have his own copy, and then he was to meditate and read in that copy day and night, so that he would learn to be a good ruler, so that he would learn to be a good leader. Well, folks, if you love the Scriptures, then you're going to read them. And, of course, the Bereans searched the Scriptures daily to see whether those things were so. Folks, that's a sign of a good, healthy, close relationship with the Master, is that you have a love for His Word, and it's evidence by showing a desire to read it and to study it and to meditate on it, as we're going to look at here in a little bit. Now, each one of us that have been born again, look at 1 John says, we have received an anointing, and that anointing dwells in us. And that's talking about the Holy Spirit. And one of the reasons the Holy Spirit indwells us, He does many things. But one great thing He does is it gives us understanding of the Scriptures. It's the Spirit is able to teach us and to show us things in the Word of God. And one of the things that we should do before we ever read them is we need to lift up our voices for understanding. And we need to ask the Lord to show us the teachings of His Word. That's one of the things that we should do. The very first thing is lift up our voices for understanding of His Word. Look at Proverbs chapter 2 says, verse 2, "So that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, if you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding, and seek her as silver and search for her as for hid treasure." So we need to ask the Lord to open our understanding, to show us His ways and to teach us His paths. Psalms 119:18 says, "Open thou my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your word," or out of your law. Well, folks, if you love the scriptures, then you're going to read them. And before you read them every day, of course, if you love them, you're going to search the scriptures daily. Then before you do, you need to ask the Lord to give you understanding. You ask the Lord to open the eyes of your understanding. You ask the Lord to show you His ways and to teach you His truths. And then you read them. You search them. It's not so much how much you read. I know a lot of folks like to read through the Bible. They'll read four chapters a day, and you indeed can do that and get through the Bible in a year that way. And that's good. But the most important thing is the quality of your reading. If you could read four verses and understand them and get the meaning from them, it's better than reading four chapters and not understanding or remembering what you read. So you need to read them. The quality is what is best. It's good to have your pen and a paper and a notebook and all these things and sit down and I would say read through a book of the Bible. Pick you a good book. If you don't know which book to study, pick the Gospel of John and just read a chapter a day. Read it once. Pray before you read, then read it once. And then just to see what's in it, then read it twice. And then write down things that the Lord shows you. Write down things that you like. Write down things that you don't understand to look at further, maybe a little bit later. But that's how you study. It's just not reading. You also want to study the Scriptures. And you need to have a time that's set aside every day in which you study the Scriptures. Now, if you really love them, remember that's the title of the message, "Do You Love the Scriptures?" If you love them, you'll read them. I don't know how a person can claim to love the Word without ever reading it. Many people claim to love it, claim it's important, but they spend far more time reading the paper or reading a magazine or reading some kind of novel as they do the Scriptures. And my friend, the Scriptures is a powerful book. It can show you how to live as to please God. It can show you the way of salvation. It has a cleansing effect upon your life. And after you're born again, after you come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, you need to be a good Berean and daily search the Scriptures. And if you don't set apart a time to do that, you won't do that. As I said in the past, on this radio broadcast, many people today spend as much as 4 to 5 hours in front of a television a day and no time at all in the Word of God. And many such people are even church members, too. Ain't no wonder our churches have gotten so weak and worldly and no power, because without the Scriptures, the study of the Scriptures and the preaching of the Scriptures, the church has no power. God's people have nothing but weakness. So, do you love the Scriptures? Well, let me ask you, if the first sign of it, the first characteristic of someone that does love them, is they read them. If you love them, you'll read them and you'll study in them. Secondly, second evidence of loving the Scripture is you meditate in them. And that's also mentioned in Psalms 119 in several places. It talks about meditating in the Word of God, and it's very important to do that. What does it mean to meditate in the Word of God? It means to think about them. It means to have them in your mind. When I read verse 97 for our first point about reading them, he said, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day." He thought about them all the day. In other words, the Scriptures wasn't just something he read in the morning, and he meditated in them all the day. That means he thought about what the Scriptures had to say. He had them in his mind. He had them in his heart. Psalms 1, another famous psalm, in talking about the godly man, the blessed man, it says his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate both day and night. So if you love the Scriptures, you don't only read them, but you meditate in them. You think about what they have to say. When I worked a secular job, I used to like to read the Scriptures in the morning, and I'd read them at lunch, and of course I'd read them of the evening to prepare messages and things. But what I would do during the day is I'd think about what I read. I might write down a verse of Scripture on a piece of paper, and I had such a job that I could do without a lot of thought. And I could meditate on the Scriptures while I worked. And as I would meditate, I'd roll it over and over again in my mind, what they said. I think about what they meant. I think about how they applied in my life. I think about the different aspects of the Scriptures that I'd read. And I'd just roll them over and over again in my mind. I'd meditate on them. That's how you show love for the Scriptures. Let me ask you a question. As you live your day, is the Word of God in your mind? When you're talking about meditating on them, it means you're thinking about them. Is the Word of God in your mind? Is the Word of God in your heart? Psalms 10, in talking about the wicked man, says that God is not in his thoughts. Well, if God's not in your thoughts, then the Word of God is not in your thoughts. And if the Word of God is in your thoughts, then God will be in your thoughts. So if you love the Scriptures, you don't only read them, but you also think about what you read and you meditate them on them. As Psalms 1 said, you do that both day and night. Now, my friend, just taking these first two expressions of love for God's Word or evidences of love for God's Word, read them and you meditate on them. Do you do that? Now, if you don't do that, then you don't love them. You may say you love them, but you don't if you don't read them, nor do you meditate on them. And my friend, it's such a blessing to have a copy of the Scriptures and to be able to read them and to be able to meditate on them. And if you do, then you will grow as a Christian. And your fellowship with the Lord will be sweet. My friend, that's how God talks to you. He don't talk to you in an audible voice, but he does talk with you through his Scripture. That's why the Scriptures is called the Word of God. How does God speak today? He speaks to his Word. He speaks to his Scriptures. And if you want to hear God speak, if you want to know what God says, then you have to read them and you have to meditate on them. Now let's move on to our third evidence of a love for Scripture. A third evidence of a love for Scripture, and that is you hear them. You have a desire to listen to what the Scriptures has to say. Do you have a desire to hear the Word of God? Of course, that's one of the purposes of the Lord's church, is to teach the Word of God. One of the titles used for the church in the book of Timothy is it's called the pillar and the ground of the truth. It holds forth and defends the Word of God. A pastor is to be apt to teach. That's one of the qualifications for a pastor. He's not an entertainer or a joke teller. He is to be a teacher of the Word. And my friend, that's not what many churches look for in a pastor anymore. There's clear qualifications of what a pastor is supposed to be in the book of 1 Timothy. And one of those qualifications is apt to teach. He must have the ability to teach the Scriptures. And that's one of the ways that you feed the flock of God. You tend the flock of God by feeding them the Word of God. That's how God's people grow. That's how God's people are sanctified. That's how they see sin in their life. And then the Holy Spirit uses the Word of God to help them get it out so they'll be closer to the Lord. That's how they get encouraged. That's how they grow. My friend, you need to hear the Scriptures. Do you come and hear them? Do you go to church? I pray that you go to a church that teaches the Scriptures. Many times, the teaching of the Word is not a priority whenever a person looks for a church. I tell you today, people look for entertainment, and that's what they look for. That's what they seek after. That's what drives them. But my friend, if you're picking a church, you need to pick one to where you can go, and at every service, the Word of God is open and it taught and exposited. Not just yell at people and not explain the Scriptures, but not to read the Scriptures and then to give the sense of the Scriptures. That means to explain them so that people can understand what they mean and what they say. So important for you to come and listen to the Word of God. So do you come and hear it? Do you come and hear it? That's the third evidence of a love for the Scriptures. When I go on vacation and I'm searching, sometimes when I do go on vacation and I'm out of town, I'd like to find a church to go to. And I search for a church that will teach the Scriptures. Line upon line, precept upon precept. And I love to sit down and just listen to the teaching of the Word of God, and the Word of God being explained and taught. Oh, how thankful you should be to have a church that teaches the Word. Well, there's three evidences that we gave. Do you love the Scriptures? If you do, then you're going to read them. If you do, then you're going to meditate in them. If you do, then you're going to seek to hear them. And it's going to be a joy in your heart to come and hear them. I think that's one reason David said, I was glad when they said, let us go up to the house of the Lord. And one of the reasons why I'm sure that he was glad is because the Scriptures were taught there. The Scriptures were taught there. And that should be a reason why you're glad to go to the house of God, because the Scriptures are taught there. In the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, in talking about the Scriptures, it says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It means they're God-breathed. Look, Peter says, holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. This is God's words. And it's profitable for doctrine, where doctrine means Bible teaching. I hear people say all the time, we need to get away from doctrine. Well, let me tell you what the word doctrine means. It means Bible teaching. You don't need to get away from doctrine. You need to search the Scriptures and make sure your doctrine's biblical. It's profitable for doctrine. It's profitable for reproof. Scriptures will reprove you. As I've already said, it'll reveal to you things in your life that are wrong that you need to put out of your life. It's profitable for correction. It corrects you. It not only reproves you, it shows you how to correct what you're doing wrong. And instruction in righteousness. My friend, you need to hear the Scripture. You need to hear the Scripture. If you don't read them, and if you don't meditate on them, if they're not in your thoughts, and you don't come and hear them, then my friend, then you don't love them. Oh, how encouraging it is to a pastor whenever he has a group of folks that come diligently to listen to the Scriptures. And I pray that you do. I pray that that's why you go to church. And I pray that the church you go to, you receive that precious teaching. The Scriptures is how you grow, as we've already said. The Scriptures is how you're sanctified. It's how you become more godly in your life. The Scriptures is how you're encouraged. The Scriptures is how you're filled with the Spirit. And of course, by the hearing of the Scriptures is how the unsaved man is saved. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So you can see the great importance there is of teaching the Scriptures and of hearing the Scriptures. Well, let's move on to our fourth evidence of a love for Scripture. You got the first three, I pray. You read them, you meditate in them, and you hear them. And then number four, you obey them. You obey them. The blessing of the Scriptures is promised to those that not only hear the Scriptures, but they obey the Scriptures. James 1 and verse 22 says, "Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only." That's the problem. Many people that do hear do not do. If any man be a hearer of the word, not a doer, he is likened to a man that beholds his natural face in a glass. Sometimes you can share the Scriptures with somebody, and you'll tell them what the Scripture says, and they will reveal what they need to be doing in their life, and they'll look at you and they say, "Oh, I know." They know, they've heard, they know because they've read, but they've not obeyed them. What you read, you seek to obey. The Old Testament, we're told about a scribe by the name of Ezra. And he prepared his heart to seek the Word of God, then to do it, then to teach it. Before he would ever teach it, he made sure he sought it, and then he made sure he did it. My friend, if you love the Scriptures, then you will seek to obey them. The Gospel of John chapter 14, Jesus, in talking to his disciples, said, "If you love me, and keep my commandments, keep my words, do the things that I tell you to do." Now, if you really love the Word, you'll seek to obey it. Whenever King David disobeyed the Lord and committed adultery, one of the statements that the prophet made to him was that, "Ye have despised me." God said, "Ye have despised me and done this thing in my sight." He said that he had despised God's words. And you show you despise God's word when you disobey it. You show you love God's word when you do obey it. 2 Samuel 12, let me read that text for you. This is what the prophet said. The prophet Nathan said to David when God sent him to restore David back to where he needed to be. Verse 9 of 2 Samuel 12 says, "Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord?" He despised God's word. And my friend, if you love God's word, you obey it. If you despise it, you disobey it. That's just that simple. So if you claim to love the Scriptures, you seek to obey what the Scriptures have to say. Oh, we need to preach obedience today. Got a great host of people that do all the outward formalities of their religion, but they just don't obey the Lord. They'll come off to church and they'll sing. They'll come off to church and they'll say amen and hallelujah, and then they'll go out the rest of the week and live like the devil, and they will disobey the Lord. My friend, obedience is shown not just in the church house. Obedience is shown to the Lord throughout the week. Obedience is shown to the Lord in secret. You know, my friend, what you do in secret is what you are. What you are in secret is what you are. If you're truly obedient to the Lord, you're just not obedient where people can see. You're obedient in secret where God can see. And my friend, if you love the Scriptures, then you'll seek to obey them and do what they tell you to do. So those are four evidences of love for the Scriptures. Remember, that's our lesson this evening. Do you love the Scriptures? If you love them, you'll read them. If you love them, you'll meditate in them. If you'll love them, you'll seek to hear them. And number four, if you love them, you will obey what you hear and read and meditate on. We want to do what the Lord says to do. It's not the hearer that's blessed. It's those that hear and do. Now, number five. Number five, the fifth evidence of a love for the Word of God. The fifth evidence is that you teach them. You say, well, Jeff, I'm not a preacher, nor am I a Sunday school teacher. Well, you might not be. But if you're saved, if you've trusted Christ, you're a teacher. You're a teacher, all right. 1 Peter 4 and verse 15 says, or chapter 3 and verse 15 says, sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Set Him apart in your mind. And be ready always to give an answer. Let me say that again. Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And as you work out on a job or as you go to school, people's going to be asking you questions about the hope that you have. People's going to be asking you questions about salvation. People's going to be asking you questions about the Bible. You need to know how to give them an answer. You need to teach them. If you're a mom or a dad, then you're to be a teacher. One of the things that was said of Timothy, from a child he knew the Scriptures. And they're able to make a child wise unto salvation. That's why you want to teach them the Word. You teach them at home and you bring them to church where they can be taught. But the main place of teaching is the home. And if you're a parent, you've got to be able to teach them. If you're saved, you've got to be able to give an answer. I pray that you can. If you love them, then you need to be able to teach them. You need to know what they say. You need to know what you believe, where it's at, and why you believe it. You need to be able to teach them. Can you give an answer? If you love the Scriptures and you've searched them, if you've loved the Scriptures and you've read them and you hear, come and hear them and you meditate on them, then you'll be able to teach them. But if you don't come and hear them and read them and meditate on them and obey them, then you're not going to be able to teach them. But I'm telling you, if you love them, you're going to be wanting to be able to share the precious truths with other people. My friend, if you're a father, then you need to be able to teach the Scriptures to your children. The book of Isaiah says, the father to the children will make known thy truth. In the book of Deuteronomy, the fathers are addressed. It says to teach them diligently to thy children. Talk about them as you walk along the way, and as they lie down and as they rise up, you teach them the Word. Are you a teacher? Someone asks you why you're saved. Do you know what to tell them? Do you know Scripture and verse where to show them how to be saved? Oh, my friends, one of the problems we have today in this nation is many of those that have religion don't know the Scriptures. They don't study them. They don't study them. They don't meditate in them. They don't come and hear them. They don't obey them. And as a result, they cannot teach them. My friend, I pray that you love the Word. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 15, I want to close with this statement. Jeremiah makes a statement about the Word of God that I think is absolutely one of the greatest statements you can read about the Scriptures. Jeremiah chapter 15 says, thy words were found and I did eat them. And thy word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. I pray that you feel that way about the Word of God. And I pray that as we've looked at the evidences tonight, that you indeed do love the Scriptures.
That will conclude this week's Good Hope Through Grace. We want to ask you to join us again next week at 7:30 on Monday evening, or you can join us anytime on the web at www.ghtg.org. Good Hope Through Grace is sponsored by the Elizabeth Baptist Church, P.O. Box 75, Bancroft, West Virginia, 25011.